It's time for Damn Good Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Claymore. From corporate executive to CEO to entrepreneur and the founder of Damn Good Marketing Live. This podcast is all about digital marketing, building a business you love, and creating a brand that's authentic to who you are. So if you're ready for honest, raw marketing conversations that you will not find anywhere else, let's freaking get it. All right, guys, welcome back to Damn Good Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Claymore, and I have my dear friend, Stephen Corson, here with me today. Thank you so much for being here.
So excited to be here.
We actually met, funny story, in Vegas at a conference. And the only reason he talked to us is because we looked professional. Like we went to a conference. It was like
Grow with Video Live. Yep.
And everybody there was either in basketball shorts and t-shirts or like just totally. Like it was not. And I just was in like a suit.
Yeah. I think we were both with a friend.
Yes.
And the four of us, we all kind of amidst the sea of bodies up against the door.
Yes.
We're like, hey, you look like an adult. You look like an adult too. We should talk.
Because there were, I will tell you this. There were kids, like these are, this was a room full of like influencers, YouTubers, yeah. Instagrammers that like get paid a lot of money. And so we were just there like, I don't really know. I was like, this looks fun.
Well, I'll say this. I actually just went back to the same conference this year. So it's been 2 years now. And I think you've probably seen this trend a lot too. When we went 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Very influencery, a lot younger generation. Yeah. We were all in our mid-30s. We were
probably some of the oldest people there. I'm actually not in my mid-30s right now, but okay.
Like, well, I mean, 25 yeah, for you, it, yeah. obviously. Mm-hmm. I was speaking for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, okay.
So, but then when I went this year, dramatically different demographic. I mean, I was sitting next to people primarily in their 50s and 60s in the VIP section. And I think what you started to see was over the past 2 years, there's been a massive shift specifically with YouTube and LinkedIn when it comes to what is a creator.
Yeah.
And I think people who are business owners now are realizing that that's just as much as part of the job as accounting is.
Yeah.
It's just part of the game.
Yeah.
You just got to do it.
So well, it's and been the speakers. And the speakers that were there.
And the speakers. They were a little bit of an older demographic too.
Yeah.
But I still think that we're seeing that trend a little bit. So
basically be on social. Got it.
Somebody should create a platform where they help put out social media stuff. I mean, I don't know if anybody would be interested in that.
I mean, maybe. We'll think about it. You know, somebody here should. Okay, now let's draw back in. Tell everybody who you are. What do you do? Give it to us.
My name is Stephen Corson. I have been in corporate sales and consulting for the past 14 years and started off working at a company called Gartner doing management consulting and sales with C-level executives of Fortune 500 companies. Yeah. And then after that, went and worked at a big tech company, Salesforce, did that, and just knew that I was going to be an entrepreneur decade ago, didn't know what it was going to be.
Yeah.
And after I kind of topped out on the sales game, I reached a point to where it was either get promoted and take a job earning.
I want you to pause right there.
Okay.
You literally left. I want you to tell everybody before you keep going, you left a job that was paying you $250,000 a year, right?
Yeah, but I was about to get promoted into one that was going to pay me about $450.
Okay.
So it was going to get worse.
Okay. I just want to preface this real quick and then now you can continue.
Okay. Yeah. So I was up for a promotion basically, and it was $450,000 stock options, all these other things. It's the big fancy corporate golden handcuffs. And fortunately, because of lifestyle design, the principles that I've been following for the past 11 years, I didn't need the money. Now, don't get me wrong. I can always use money. I'm not saying like I don't ever need money again, but I didn't need it. And I just realized that, you know, I'd been doing this coaching on the side one-on-one with people for 5 years. And I was so much more fulfilled with helping people directly fix their lives with burnout, you know, just see like growth mindsets from limited mindsets, like all these different things and just real world problems being fixed. As compared to selling in software. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But for me, I knew that it was time for a new season in my life. So I walked away from it to take 3-4 months off.
A year.
Did absolutely nothing.
A year. You took a year off. Did you not?
Well, I took 4 months off from doing any work at all.
Okay, clarity.
So I took 4 months off to do literally nothing.
Got it.
And then after that, I started building in the background because I knew I didn't have a brand out there for lifestyle design. And I swore to myself, I said, I am not going to create some quick product to get it out there. I said, I'm going to take a year to just help people build my brand and then I'll release something really awesome really in a good. Year.
Yeah.
And then that's what I, and then I ended up taking 18 months, but whatever.
So, this is neither here nor there. Wait, I want you to dive deep into, you said this, you coach, you talk about lifestyle. Can you deep dive a little bit of like, what did that look like of you coaching people on the side while you were working? Like, what did you coach them? Like, get a little bit more in depth with what do you do? Like, what type of coach?
Yeah, I know. My wife still asks me this question. So basically what happened was, I was sitting in one of those big fancy boardrooms, 35 stories up, and, you know, sitting with a whole bunch of executives. It's like a scene in a movie, you know, of The Big Short or something. People making big decisions. You talk about being in the room. I was in the room.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there with all these executives, and I've brought in one of these strategic animal minds. I don't know why I said that.
It's fine.
Analyst minds. Her name, Tina Nuno. She still works at Gartner. She, if you look her up, she's brilliant. And I had heard this talk multiple different times, but something hit me different this time. And what she was talking about was the principles of strategy.
Yeah.
And as I heard it this time, and these executives are going over and they're looking at it, and they're looking at it from a business perspective, I started looking at it from a personal perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, these are principles of strategy. It doesn't matter if we're talking about wartime strategy. It doesn't matter if we're talking about business strategy. It doesn't matter if we're talking about personal strategy. The principles are the same. And basically what those principles are is destination, starting point, journey, and checkpoints. That is the principle of all strategy.
Yeah.
So that you always, you know, hear them say, begin with the end.
Yeah.
Right? Well, that is the principle of strategy. And one of the big mistakes that people make with strategy is they flip the first two. They actually start with the starting point.
Yeah.
And then they go to the destination. And if you do that, it's proven that you will underperform because you will underproject what you're capable of.
Right.
Because you'll start with limiting beliefs.
Yeah.
So what I do is I ended up creating 7 steps because strategy is great. Execution's better. And we're humans. We're not robots. So we have these things called, you know, emotions.
Yeah.
And they can get in our way as much as they can help us.
Yeah.
So I combined a lot of behavioral principles, business strategy, and common sense into the 7-step process. And all it is a system. So I can't tell you what your ideal life looks like, just like I can't tell the next person what theirs looks like. There's no one size fits all.
Yeah.
But what I did was I created a system that, based off what you input, after you walk through this process, you will know with extreme clarity exactly what it is that you're trying to get.
Yeah.
And I work, and it works off of, you start by defining what you want 3 years out. And then, because I'm a dummy and I need things really laid out for me, again, you can ask my wife, she'll be like, oh my gosh, I can't give them more than 2 things. Right.
I mean, it's
men. But it's like, I'm good at, you know, bursting through walls, going in one direction, but I need to know what my next move is.
Yeah.
So the 3 years is great. That's to provide direction, you know, and create a destination for where I'm heading. But then I map it all the way back to literally what are 3 to 5 actions I'm going to take today that are so small that it's literally impossible for me not to take them.
Yeah.
So we talk a lot about, if you've ever heard about the term, you should get 1% better every day.
Yeah.
What does that actually mean?
Right.
Well, forget 24 hours. We don't have 24 hours in a day. We have 16 hours in a day because the rest of the time we're sleeping. And that's important. So please, everybody, do that. So the way I look at things and the way I look at time is I look at it from a 16-hour day.
Yeah.
And I go, okay, well, what's 1% of 16 hours? It's 9.6 minutes. So I'm an overachiever. So I round up to 10.
Okay.
I know, I go hard. So a lot of people. Yeah, no, sorry, guys.
I think they're scared to laugh. They're like, we can't do anything.
The cheesy jokes.
It's fine.
Sorry.
I'll laugh loud for you. Okay, just to make you feel better.
I appreciate
it. Okay.
I can't tell if anything's landing. the point is that if you do something for 10 minutes a day that is intentionally tied to a long-term goal, you will make such incredible dramatic progress over even 3 months, 6 months, in a year. You'll look back and be like, oh my gosh, I don't even recognize where I am anymore, in a good way.
Yeah.
And it's about stacking small wins and stacking them fast. So that's really kind of what I help people do. It's answering 3 questions. What do you want? Why do you want it? And how are you going to get it?
Oh, and then my follow-up is, what do you tell people when they come to you? Like, with a big ass question mark. It's like, I don't even know what I want to do, but I know this is not what I want to do, but I want to do something else, but I don't even know. Like, what's that process look like?
No, this is fantastic. I had a meeting with a potential client yesterday, 27 yeah. years old. He's making good money, you know, has a good life just in general right now. He's comfortable. And he looked at me and he goes, you know, I don't really feel that I need to define what I want. I don't know. Like, I'm in a good job. I've got this, I've got that. He's like, I feel like I just need to kind of take a more stoic approach and, you know, take things as they come versus dictating where I'm going to be. Mm. And I thought that was great. And I told him, I said, that's awesome. I said, you still need this.
Yeah.
And he goes, why? And I said, have you ever heard the saying that it's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war?
Mm.
And he goes, yes, it's a stoic principle. And I said, okay, well, I said, think about that warrior in the garden. I said, is that warrior looking forward to his next war? Is he trying to stoke up a battle so he can go fight and potentially die? No, he's not doing that. He's enjoying the peace. He's working on his garden. But is that all he's doing?
Yeah.
No, he's practicing with his sword. He is sharpening his battle axe. He is preparing, you know, the barracks or the barricades and different things like that. He is preparing for the time when the battle comes. So just because you don't know exactly what you want, that's okay. The destination that of what you're trying to get to doesn't have to be an actual physical thing like buying a house,
right?
Or, you know, taking this magical trip, you know, to Bali or whatever the case is. Like, it doesn't, getting into college, it doesn't need to be something like that. It could just be, I'm not sure what I want, but I know what would give me peace would be to have 6 months saved up in my finances with another $30,000 available in case I want to start that business, in case I want to put a down payment on a house, in case I need to take care of my family members. Okay, that's great. So that's 6 months expenses. How much is that?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to break down the math on that. We're going to add another $30,000. Now we're going to put that as a three-year goal, and we're going to map back exactly how much you need to contribute on a monthly basis. And if there's a gap, if you can't afford to do $500 a month to reach that goal, then okay, you're at $300 a month. We're going to start there. We're going to figure out how to bridge that gap between the 300 and the 500 and yada, yada, yada. So that's the power of getting very specific about what you want versus just saying, yeah, you know, I just need to save up some money.
Yeah. What do you say to people that are overwhelmed with, like, even just hearing you say things like that? Like, what, which is very true,
it's
because
very
when
true.
It comes, like, yep. I will say, like, sometimes, like, even when I talk to Barbara, you and Barbara, like, even just like that, it's all new stuff to me.
Yep.
And so just like as your everyday person, if they get overwhelmed, like, what is your first step? Like, what do you say to someone that's like, wait, I can't, now I'm done. I can't talk to you anymore. Like, I don't want to do this.
No, it's fine. The first thing that I do, and I actually get a lot of people crying on this question.
Oh, good. I've cried enough today. Don't make me cry.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Your makeup girl's ready to go. Okay. So we got you. So I just ask people, again, it's the first question. What do you want?
Yeah.
That's all this is about. We live in a society that does not want you to think about that.
Yeah.
We live in a society that wants you distracted. It wants you directionless and it wants you functional.
Yeah.
That's what it wants you. That's it. Why does it want you like that? Because society is a machine, for better or for worse. It is a machine that is built on your resources.
Right.
So it does not help society when you step outside of it and go, what do I want for myself? Think about this, Tide, the laundry detergent. Anybody familiar with the laundry detergent? Okay. They spent almost $100 million last year on advertising. Tide, laundry detergent, okay? Why would they spend so much money, the parent company, why would they spend so much money on advertising for something as bland and unimportant as laundry detergent?
Right.
Because they understand how much your time and attention is worth.
Yes.
And they are paying hundreds of millions of dollars. And the ad agencies and the social medias and everybody out there that's doing this stuff is fighting for a sliver of your time and attention.
Yeah.
So if it's worth $100 million to them, the question we have to ask ourselves is how much our time and our attention worth to us?
Right.
And are we treating it with that level of value that these companies are.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not hating on social media. I'm not.
I was
I've
about
learned,
to say, get the hell out.
I was going to say, I'm about to get kicked out, so I got to reverse this a little bit.
I'm kidding.
Okay?
I get it.
Because look, I found the perfect shirt for my dad off an ad for Christmas, you know, and everything. It was hilarious. Everybody loved it. And
with boundaries, I get it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But well, it's not just about boundaries. It's about intention.
Yes.
Right. So let's be intentional.
Right.
With it. So social media is a tool. It's like a hammer. You can use it to break a window. You can use it to build a house.
Yeah.
So that's the way that I look at it.
If you're ready to break through that small town mentality and take your business, brand, or corporate job to the next level, then Damn Good Marketing Live 2024 is for you. Now picture yourself surrounded by a community of like-minded individuals, all hungry for growth and success. DGML is your gateway to unparalleled networking opportunities and invaluable insights from industry experts. If you're ready to move that needle in your business and embrace a transformative experience, then I invite you to join us at DGML this year. Trust me, I've been in your shoes searching for that missing piece, and now I'm bringing it back to Louisiana because I know firsthand the power of putting yourself in the room. Because once you do, you'll be amazed by the transformation. So don't miss out. Secure your spot to Damn Good Marketing Live 2024. Check the link below in the description and let us know if you have any questions.
So yesterday you went on a little rant. I don't know. Was it yesterday? I don't know. It was on social media. I don't know what day it was because truly it doesn't show you in real time. You were talking about how we don't have time.
Yeah.
I want you to elaborate on that because a lot of people say, I have time to just push this off. I have time to do this. I have time to build this. I have time to do whatever. And you were like, you don't have time. You have to get in front of it.
Yeah. No, this is it's a double-edged sword because on the one side, the truth is brain aneurysms happen. People that are totally healthy fall over and just die.
Right.
And there's literally no reason for it. People walk out and get hit by cars. As much as we know that, and if you've been to a funeral recently, right? You stopped, you thought about your life, you walked out, the air was a little bit sweeter. You didn't mind the heat as much. You know, you looked at your kids or your loved ones a little bit differently. The sky was blue or all that. And 3 days later, it's pretty much gone. And you're back to normal. So I don't like using you could die any day as a motivator because it doesn't last, right? Like it's a sugar high.
Yeah.
It's here and then it's gone and it's let down and we're just back to it. That doesn't provide lasting change. And what does provide lasting change is the first step of my program that I start with everybody. And that's your why. Why are you here?
Yeah.
Your why statement is not meant to be this destination. It's not this place where you're going. It's just a North Star.
Yeah.
It's just a way that you take a break, you look up and go, am I heading that direction? Am I going the right way? Okay, cool. Yeah, it's over there. All right, you know what? I've drifted off course a little bit.
Yeah.
Let me come back. We've talked a lot about like what you went through with all that. You thought that you had aligned with what your values were.
Right.
You thought that being the boss babe and doing all these things and the seven-figure agency and all this other stuff and setting Louisiana on fire was what you wanted.
Yeah.
But then you realized what you had to sacrifice in order to get that. Mm. And you said, wow, it turns out that actually doesn't align with my values.
Right.
And kudos to you for having the courage to accept that because a lot of people can't.
Yeah.
So that's that. So when I say to people, you don't have time, again, I believe that there are certain lies that we are told in society and that is one of them. We don't have time because if they show, there are studies that show now that spending time with your kids is not truly spending time with your kids. Because think about it like this. If I'm sitting here with you right now, and we're having a nice, intimate conversation with nobody else in the room.
Yeah.
Right?
They're not here.
And I'm just looking at my phone while I'm doing it, even though we're talking. Like, just the fact that I'm not making eye contact with you, like, how does this make you feel right?
Weird.
Like, do you feel like you're getting, I'm valuing your time?
No.
No, not at all. Well, we spend time with our kids or our husbands or with our employees at our jobs or our clients, but this is always around. And it could just be a quick, okay, yeah, what did you say? Okay, yeah, just looking. Okay, oh, yeah, what was that? Okay, that we are pulled in so many different directions that our time is now watered down because our attention is elsewhere.
Right.
And this leads to increased burnout and a lot of other things. So That's why I tell people, you don't have time. You don't know how much of it you have left. It's the only resource out of the three resources that we always have, time, energy, and money. It's the only one we don't know how much we have.
Yeah.
And you won't ever start to value it until you really define what you want and why you want it.
Yeah. What would you tell people if they were to make like a leap of faith and say like, I know what I'm doing right now isn't what I need to do or what I want to do. I'm unhappy, but I don't feel like I can do it. Mm-hmm. What do they need to do to get to the point, maybe not where you were, where it was comfortable, where you could just chill, I don't know, and do nothing for 4 months, but, or, you know, like do something where they could make a lateral move with something. What would you give? What advice would you give for them for that?
Well, they need to do what I did 3 years before I took those 4 months.
And what was that?
I planned it out. I didn't just decide, okay, I'm just going to take 4 months. And one of the greatest days I had was I'll never forget it. And this is almost sad to be honest with you, that it was so thrilling. I'm a geek at heart and I have responsibilities, children, career, wife, you know, all this other stuff. And I had not played video games in years. And 2 weeks in, I had cleaned everything in the house. I had done the honey-do list. There was literally nothing to do. I had forgotten I had hobbies. And I was just like, what productive thing? Okay, I'll read like another book or something. And I just told myself, I said, no, I'm going to play a video game today all freaking day. And I'm not leaving this couch. And I'm going to order pizza. And I'm going to eat like shit all day. And I got a big thing of Sour Patch Kids. And it was the best freak. Girls, if you want to make your guy happy for Father's Day or whatever, get him some freaking video games, take the kids out and leave him alone for a few hours. I'm telling you, he will love you forever. So, but it was awesome. I just wasted the day doing nothing. But again, I said, and I totally forgot why I started telling you the story. There's probably a point. Yeah. But the point of it was that I couldn't just do all those things because one day I woke up and decided that's what I wanted to do. I knew I needed that 3 years ago, but I wasn't in a position to get it. 3 years before that, a pandemic was happening globally. My wife had twins. Yeah, wasn't planning on that.
Surprise.
Yeah, still don't know what to do with them, so I'll take any tips. You know, and then on top of all of that, so global pandemic, twins, and I had just started a new job. So that's where I was 3 years before this ended up happening. So I knew what my objective was. I knew I wanted to quit. I knew I wanted to start my own job, but there was no way that was going to happen right then. So, but because I knew my destination, I just mapped it all the way back to what am I going to do about that today? Okay. Well, we were planning on having one kid. We got the BOGO deal. So, you know, having to budget for that a little bit. So I was like, okay, well, what I can do is I can increase how much we're saving. Okay. Putting that in. Okay. I know I want to start a business. It's going to take some startup capital. Let me research tonight what I'm going to need in software costs, what I'm going to need in gear, what I'm going to need for that. Okay, I researched that. Now I know how much that is. Let me, while I'm still working, start buying one of those things. Okay, I'm going to save up to buy this camera. I'm going to save up to buy this light. I'm going to save up to do this. And it was just tiny progressive steps. So when it came down to finally pulling the trigger, I had all my gear. I was ready to go. I had a business plan. I had done the outline. I had even tested it on some friends and fellow coworkers. So I had my idea validated, and all of this was just done over a 3 year period of just tiny steps that was 1% every single day, 10, 15 minutes put towards it. And one of the best things that can make, if you hate your boss, if you hate your job and you hate the situation that you're in, one of the best benefits of doing that is that it gives you hope. And it makes showing up to that crappy job and dealing with that crappy boss so much easier because you know you're on your way out. You know, hey, it's fine. I got 7 months and 5 days to put up with your attitude and then I'm out of here. You know, it's like, and if I get that bonus check, it's 6 months and 5 days, you know? And it's like, it's mathematical. You know it's coming and it's easy to plan for. And then that's the power for dummies like me who just need to know, what do I got to do today? It's mountain climbing. Mountain climbers don't get to the base of the mountain, look at the peak, and then start walking up, just looking at the peak the whole time. That would be absurd, right? What do? They look up at the peak, and then they go, okay. And then they focus on the next 5 to 10 steps. That's all you got to do.
You know, I love that you said that because like a lot of people struggle with making the move or making the jump because they want the instant gratification. One, social media is the problem with that. And the world, the way we live today is it's always high speed and kind of doing all these things. So I love that you broke it down that anybody that's listening to this podcast, that you're sitting in this room or you're listening to the podcast, if you are miserable, you can get out with a plan. You can make moves with your life. And
there's something you can do right now. Yep.
I love that you like broke it down there for us a little bit, but I do want to shift gears just a little bit.
All right.
With you because I have you sit in the seat and we didn't talk about this. So this is totally off plan. Here we go. Well, there's two things. I want you to talk about LinkedIn a little bit because you have definitely, okay. So you had a plan. You left it corporate and you were like, I don't really know what I'm doing in my business, but you did know, but you were like, where do I tell people about it?
Yep.
And so let's talk about LinkedIn. Talk about how people underutilize it and what it could actually do for your business and how you built such a monster. You're at what? What, I mean,
just crossed 10,000 the other day.
This is actually the only time I'm going to let you really talk about follower count, but 10,000 followers because I've watched you. You've literally have great engagement. You have great leads coming out of it. You've built a business out of it. You've done exactly what you need to do. You show up every single day. Can you talk a little bit about LinkedIn and like the underutilization that people are actually putting forth to it? Whatever. You get it.
No, I get it. No. Well, I mean, to your credit, we've been following each other for 2 years now and you consistently talk about the fact that you don't need a huge following in order to monetize it, right? Well, I agreed with that principle, but I kind of took it a step further for my situation. I said, okay, she's right. You don't need a huge following. But when I think about in social media, I think about intent. And I look at it from the standpoint of why do people go to a platform? Not so much who is going to the platform. Because a lot of my solution doesn't depend on your regular demographics of like, I'm looking for the 18 to 25 year old females for my clothing brand. It's like, that's not how mine works. Mine is more of like net worth, complexities in life, like children, sick parents, whatever. You have to make big decisions considering move. It's like, it's a little more ethereal. So I looked at that and I said, okay, looking at the statistics, it's like Instagram, not really going there to learn something. And if I did want to buy something, it's probably like a material thing, like clothing or whatever, makeup, something like that. If I'm going to TikTok, that's just entertainment. And honestly, sometimes news, and who cares? It might be gone here in a year. We'll see if they sell it. You know, sorry to everybody out there who's doing great on TikTok.
But make an exit plan.
I know, okay, right? And then YouTube, which I have started doing recently. I was like, YouTube, I go to fix a problem. YouTube, I'm going to, I have intent to learn something and have something fixed. So that was why I was going to YouTube. And I know some people are treated like television. They want to be entertained. That's fine. It's fixing a problem. You're bored. So LinkedIn, for me, was the one platform, and this statistic sold me on why I had to go all in on it. Less than 5% of people, there's 1 billion people on the platform now. Less than 5% of them post once a week. And I know why. The reason is because everybody's scared because it's the lowest bot count out of all of them. You can't use all these automated tools. LinkedIn will put you in LinkedIn jail hard for it. Been there, got the tattoos, everything. So no, kidding. If you've been in LinkedIn jail before, you know you're my people.
I don't even know if anybody on here is in LinkedIn, but we're just educating today. Okay, well, yeah,
it's okay. Well, I'm gonna get everybody on it.
In the room, but listening, are going to be some.
There
LinkedIn
it is. Because don't worry, I'm going to sell you all on LinkedIn, and we're all going to connect after this. So, less than 5% of people are posting. I knew that I would be able to break through to my designated audience a lot easier and faster there than I would on anything else. And the other thing was, it has the highest net worth per user. So not only are you talking to people in a big room and there's not a lot of other people talking as compared to every other social media where everybody's talking, but on top of that, they got money. So if you want to sell something, one of the top rules of selling something is find the people who got the damn money. So there you go. There you go. Damn money, damn marketing. Damn, there you go. I'm doing your job for you. I got to stop this.
Can you just do it? I love it. But the thing with LinkedIn is people are overcomplicating it. So can you give us some like tactics that you've done over the last few years that you've seen work for you? Like simplicity of just posting a picture and like telling a story.
This is my number one principle. Your audience is dumb.
Okay. Maybe. Okay.
You like that one?
Okay. It's fine.
It's not going viral, I promise you. But this is how I think about it. Your audience is dumb to what, if you think about it from the mindset of what am I trying to teach them? The things that you think are so basic, are so obvious, are so boring, are not. To someone else, that is a light bulb moment. To somebody else, your mundane, the things that you have mastered and what you do is the little tidbit to take them to the next level. And if you go into content creation with the mindset of my people are dumb, just like I used to be, right? You will create content that will fix a very specific problem, which will cause engagement, which will cause loyalty to your brand, which will keep people coming back. And LinkedIn lurkers are real. Because when you talked about my post, I just posted a little thing about burnout. Like I don't even talk about burnout that much, but I just gave one example of burnout. Three leads came in automatically from that. And they were in there, every single one of them converted. And it didn't get a ton of likes. It wasn't this big thing. Cause again, it wasn't what I normally talk about. I'm not a burnout guy, even though that is something that I help people deal with. But it resonated with these people so strongly of what they were going through. And by the way, I didn't even plug my program or my services or anything that I did. They reached out asking for a conversation just to talk to me because it hit this emotional chord with them. So, and guess what? They also all had money. Yeah. So that was really nice. But yeah, so the fact that I was able to do that on a low performing post that will translate into $15,000 in revenue is not something I'm confident could happen on any other social media platform.
Right. And two, it just showcases that vanity metrics don't matter. Because no. Like truly, you brought this up in a conversation.
And none of those three people, I didn't know any of their names. They had never liked, never commented,
You hit a chord with them.
Yep.
So basically, when you create content, everyone that's listening, you need to think about, first off, not yourself. Like you might love what you do, love your product, love the value you offer, but what is your consumer wanting? What do they need to see? What emotion are you triggering for them that's going to get them to buy from you? How are you making their life easier? What are they going to hire you for? And LinkedIn is just like that. People are just scared of it because it is. I remember LinkedIn, I would get emails. I was just graduating LSU, it just tells my age. Because it really, okay, whatever.
4 years ago, we know, 25.
Shut up. anyway, and I was like, what is this? It's just like a resume builder is literally what I thought it was for a long time.
And fair enough, it kind of was.
And then it now was. It truly is, like, let me finish the statement. Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, it's just for that demographic. It's the people with money that don't blink at what you're offering or like what the price may be. There's no price point that they don't care about because they have the money to actually put into it. So like LinkedIn, if you're in here, you actually should be on it, truly.
Absolutely.
Everyone. And it's more of like personal brand building. Now, would you say building it on a personal profile versus a company profile, what's your thoughts on that?
Oh, don't even waste your time on a company profile. LinkedIn does not promote company profiles. You don't get engagement on that. And it's the general rule and with the same with YouTube, and it's probably across all social media. People follow people. People don't follow companies. Right. There's a handful of exceptions to that, like a Nike or whatever. But for the most part, people follow people. So don't even waste your time making a company profile, okay? Just go ahead and focus on you. And again, if you're like, okay, Steven, great. I did it. You connected with me. You're annoying. You're popping up in my feed all the time now. I still don't know what to post on LinkedIn. What I would say is this. Think about where you were professionally 5 years ago. And then think, what did I need to know 5 years ago that now I have mastered and feels like, yeah, I just know this stuff. Post about that. If you're not sure about that, post about literally what you're doing. So
literally,
like in the moment, what you are doing right there. They're all business nerds on there. We love the dorky business stuff. So I have a friend on there, Morgan Ingram, who does sales trainings. And he literally did, I'm writing out a cold call script. I mean, does that not sound, I'm a sales guy. I think that sounds boring.
I would run.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Right. 100,000 views. Skyrocketed. Because people want to see the details. So all he was doing was he literally just said, yeah, it's a four line. It was like four lines or something. It's like, yeah, you know, this is the template I use. I point this out. Then I just try to find something personal, you know, so they know that like, I'm not just spamming you. Like I reach out to you individually. I looked at your LinkedIn profile. Here's one thing specific. The next thing that I have is this. You know, and then the fourth and final thing is just a call to action. That was it. That was all he did. It went mega viral, and it's the most basic thing ever. But that's what people are looking for. So think about where you were 3 to 5 years ago, something from there, and then mix that in with something that you're just doing today. And then the thing about LinkedIn is that people don't necessarily care about you. They like to hear your story, but it's kind of like those old 90s cartoons that we all used to watch back in the days, to where at the end of every cartoon, they kind of summed it up with the moral of the, you know, whatever the episode is about. Just do that in there too. You can tell a story, but then at the end be like, this is why you need to save time. Whatever.
A lot of content that you create too is people need to see themselves in you. They need to see like why they should follow you, why they should read your story, why
are they doing
it? And you truly, what you said a while ago is really valuable. You only have to be one step ahead of someone, like truly, to show them what to do and to give them the courage to actually do it. So I think that what boils down to, a lot of people just overcomplicate content.
Totally.
So good thing I'm coming up with something really cool. Anyway. Hey everyone, it's Shelby Claymore, and I've got something special for you today. Step into the beauty bar where the magic truly happens. Picture this, you walk through the doors and are immediately enveloped in an atmosphere that's both laid back and oh so chic. It's like stepping into your best friend's living room, cozy, welcoming, and totally stylish. At the Beauty Bar, they're about those good vibes and helping you unleash your inner glam. Their team of talented stylists are masters at their craft, and they're dedicated to bringing your unique vision to life. But wait, there's more. They're not just your average salon. Their extensions are pure works of art, custom colored for your seamless blend that'll leave you feeling like a million bucks. And the best part, there's no glue, there's no tape. It's just pure hair magic. So whether you're craving a color refresh, a fresh new haircut, or even a little spa indulgence, they've got everything you need right there. From extensions to blowouts to everything in between, the Beauty Bar is your ultimate destination for all things beauty. So what are you waiting for? Call 985-951-2199 to get your appointment today. Trust me, you won't regret it. Last question for you, the power of being in the room, because like we would have never met. It's an investment for yourself, but you also talked about being in the room with all these board members and you weren't happy. That was being in a room, but being in, what is the power in your mind of being in the right room?
Well, when you have a defined why statement and you have objectives, that's the first two steps of the lifestyle design process that helps you get through the first part of strategy, which is destination. When you know where you're trying to go, that enables you to answer the question, well, what rooms do I need to get into? So first figure that out. And then once you figure that out, go put yourself in rooms. And if you don't know, by the way, that's fine. Start with what you know you don't want, then go to what you value, and then you'll narrow it down to a couple of things that you know you do want, and then go put yourself in those rooms and see which one you like best.
Yeah,
it's an easy way to kind of process of elimination yourself into where you're going. And, you know, what I would just say is that whenever you start doing that, it's what I call A court and B court. When I was growing up, we at the gym, you had two basketball courts, A court and B court. Mm-hmm. The really good players played on A court. The everybody else played on B court. Well, I was an above average player, but I knew if I went and played on A court, there's a chance I'd lose the game and I'd have to sit out for a while before I could get back on. But if I went and played on B court where everybody was terrible, I would dominate and I would never have to come off the court,
right?
Well, my dad never let me play on B court because he told me you will never get better unless you are playing people who are better than you.
Yeah.
So again, I took these principles from a lot of business stuff. Businesses normally allocate anywhere from 5 to 15% of their budget for innovation, growth. Okay. I recommend the exact same thing to people. I believe that everybody should put at least 1% of their income into personal growth.
Yeah.
Whatever that looks like, tie it to your objectives. But I believe that in order to for us to continue to grow, we need to plan that. We need to be intentional with it. And that is how the rest of this kind of all ends up fitting together, is having that continuous growth mindset. Versus just being like, I'm gonna cross my fingers and
hope it works out.
Hope it works out.
Okay. Well, wow. Thank you so much for being here today. Coming all the way in from Florida.
Yeah.
And doing this live podcast event with us, making us laugh a little, or we're just faking it for you. Either way, it's fine.
Appreciate it.
Can you tell everybody where they can find you, how they can work with you really quick? And
I'd say LinkedIn, but I don't know if that's going to help me in this situation.
Well, I feel like everybody in here a few people in here have LinkedIn, but go start a LinkedIn. But anyway,
it's fine. CorsonSolutions.com is my website. You can check it out there. I've got a couple different things. LinkedIn is fine. I just, you can find me on YouTube. It's my name. Instagram, I started doing that again. It's my name, all that. And that's it.
So we'll link everything in the show notes.
But okay. Sounds
if you like this episode, please like, share, comment, and leave us a review. Until next time, let's freaking get it. And that's a wrap on another episode of Damn Good Marketing Podcast. Thank you all so much for being here. Make sure you comment, review, share it with a friend. Come back next week. And until next time, let's freaking get it.